You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
This is the Game of Geeks podcast, your one-stop shop for news and reviews for video, card, and tabletop games, with your hosts CJ, Raul, and Brendan.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, friends, to another episode of the Gamer Geeks podcast, episode number 4, recorded October 23rd, 2016. I am, of course, CJ, and joining me, as always, is Brendan, and mostly here is Raul.
I'm here. If I don't pass out.
It's like... It was only yesterday that I saw you, CJ.
Yeah, I felt your leg upon mine, and I mean, what
did I miss on these live Gamer Geek episodes?
You were on it, you know.
I was half there because I was a little tipsy.
Little? You fell off the bed.
I heard of the story the other night, well, last night, about you being on one of these Gamer Geeks live whatever episode things.
Yes, yeah. It's Gamer Geeks whatever.
Yeah, sure. That's absolutely what I call it.
Yeah, I think it was on 2 episodes, right?
You were, yeah. You were on the second Contender episode and Super Fight.
Mm-hmm. I think I won that second one. No, not the second one. I won the Contender.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, totally. That's what happened.
I heard you won that one. That's what that was told to me, that you won that one definitively.
Absolutely. That's definitely what you're loving the fact that your bottle is triggering the green screen, aren't you, Brendan?
It's so good. I need more green things in my life.
You just randomly hold them up to the camera to make weird stuff happen. Oh, man. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about today, but before we do, really quick, it's not green enough. Before we do, really quick, we got coming up in a couple of weeks, the Extra Life Gaming Marathon.
Woo.
You can get more information over geek-io.net/extra-life, 25 hours worth of gaming for the kids, where we are going to be playing things like Rocket League and Overwatch and probably Dungeons and Dragons. But all of it, 100% of it, goes to charity, to children's hospitals around the country. So it's definitely a good cause. We do it every single year. We have a blast doing it. We have more people this year than ever before joining us. And yeah, it's going to be a blast.
It's for the children.
Yes.
For the kids.
25 FPK. Hours of energy drink filled gaming.
Yes, absolutely.
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
That's insane.
All right. Brendan, quit distracting me, damn it. But yeah, it's going to be great. I have to stock up on some, got to figure out what's going to keep me awake.
Pumpkin rum,
yes. Here's a spoiler. I'm not going to be drinking during that thing, and I think I'm gonna try some Monster Java to see if that works.
Ugh.
I don't mind the I tried it once and I didn't mind it, but coffee would wear thin after a while.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Monster Java.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad for me, but I got to think of something that's going to keep me awake, because I hate like Red Bull and stuff like that. So, and I'm not a soda drinker, really, unless it has some kind of alcoholic content in it.
Just go light. Just go light with the...
All the tips that I've heard about doing like a long marathon, don't start out with the energy drinks and the high sugar drinks first.
Oh, no. You start off with, like, teas and stuff like that when you're drinking, and water. Lots and lots and lots of water.
Yeah.
You'll crash, and you'll crash hard.
Oh, yeah. Like, you start off with something as little or no sugar and caffeine in it, and then you just once you get to like that 2 o'clock in the morning stretch, that's when you hit the caffeine.
That is a hell of a stretch too.
Oh, dude, I am both anticipating it and dreading it at the same time. And,
why don't you try a shot every hour on the hour? That'll keep you awake.
Yeah.
Do you want to kill us, Brendan?
Yeah, Brendan's trying to kill me. Apparently,
I'm 21, dude.
You do that, and we'll see how that one turns out.
Is that my that's my job for the extra life? Is yes. Someone's mine.
Yes.
I don't know what would happen if you did 25 shots.
Oh, that's
no. I mean, it's an hour spread out, so I mean, it would eventually start taking him. But I mean, he's doing like water and stuff in between them. I don't think it would really hurt him that much.
No, that's just a Monday.
Wow.
All right. And really quick, speaking of Mondays, before we head into the news, we're going to take a quick break from our sponsors. Stay tuned. All right, and we're back, and it's time for the news.
On to the news!
We're going to start with the smaller news, and then we'll get into the bigger one after that. First news I want to bring up is, so, of course, people around the universe have been hearing about the Samsung Note 7 exploding. So, leave it up to the internet to transform the hand grenades in Grand Theft Auto 5 into Note 7s.
Wasn't it the sticky grenades?
Sticky bombs. Sticky grenades, sorry. And Samsung tried doing a takedown notice of it, and it got blocked.
Unbelievable.
So good.
Like it's a terrible looking mod, but it does what it needs to.
Yes, exactly. It gets the point across.
Showing but, that yeah, Samsung it, was selling IEDs.
Basically.
Maybe they should go into the military contract instead of consumers.
Yeah, right.
I'm saying the iPhone Plus might have bent when it came out, but at least it didn't blow up.
Yeah. I mean, you could have, I mean, at least that, the only thing, funny thing that you can make out of that is turn it into like a boomerang.
Yeah, but even then, they don't really weigh that much.
No. All right. So, like I said, we're gonna do the big news last. But yeah, I just thought fun game news to report on Samsung getting owned by YouTube and a modder.
Yeah.
Raul, what do you got for us?
Okay, I've got some long lost SNES games. Rayman, after 24 years, the original developer actually found the ROM chip, the EPROM, which is an erasable, programmable, read-only memory.
Yes, EPROMs.
And it showed Rayman. It was an unreleased game because they wanted it. They hired new artists because they wanted to release on the better CD-ROM media at the time, the brand new CD-ROM. I believe this was... Well, 24 years ago, that's 94, 95?
No, 95 is 21 years ago, my friend.
Let me...
That would be 92.
I'm old.
Shut your face.
If you're old, CJ's ancient.
I'm actually right behind CJ in...
He's not that much younger than me.
Okay, let's... We haven't really talked about this. CJ, shout out your age.
Moving on, what's the next news that we have, bro?
Okay, next news. Amazon is getting a lime green new Nintendo 3DS XL, and it comes preloaded with a Super Nintendo game. I don't know if you know, it's like a really small game. I don't know if you've heard of it. It was a small hit, like just an indie title on the Super Nintendo, Super Mario World.
Super Mario World, yes.
Actually, I believe this was the first Mario game I ever played. Which I sunk so many time. I would go to, I think it was like Donut Hills.
It's the first one that I did beat Mario 3.
I would go to one of the bonus areas and just collect coins and rank up lives.
Oh yeah, that's the way to do it.
And my favorite thing was trying to find the secret exits.
Yes.
Because there were like 2 to 3 exits out of the ghost house. And then in the second area, there were always like 2 exits. There was the first level, and I believe the second level in the second world had one. And if you could find it, I think you could finish the game like in 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Using Star World?
Exactly.
Star Road?
Something like that.
Lime Green 3DS from Amazon exclusive, $199.
Not bad at all.
That's not bad. Yeah, I mean, if you haven't bought a 3DS yet,
might as well pick this one up.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look terrible.
No, but I kind of wish that it was Yoshi Green.
Yeah, that would make it a little better.
It'd probably work better on my green screen that way.
Actually, I think that green would actually work on your green screen.
No, I have it set. I have a very dark room at the moment. So
without looking at the webpage, what is Yoshi's real name? Full name? Don't look at the webpage.
I don't even know that one. Albert P. Yoshenstein.
No.
Yosh Master Squared.
It was the 90s, so maybe, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
It's his full name is T. Yoshisaur Munchkoopas. Munchkoopas,
yes.
I was close.
Yeah, I would not have doubted that that was in their workshop. Like, hey, we can call him MC Yoshi.
MC Yoshalot.
Yeah. I like big shells and I cannot lie.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So a little bit of a follow-up from our last week's news, Brendan.
Oh, the internet exploded. Internet exploded. For a second. And the Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer was released.
Yeah, boy.
Consoles only.
For right now. I'm fairly sure it'll still be a delay. I'm fairly sure it'll be a time release to PC like GTA 5 was.
Yeah, because they make more money that way.
Yeah, GTA 5 was timed release for timed exclusive for the consoles and then came to the PC. I don't think they'll make the same mistake as Red Dead Redemption 1.
Because what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to buy it on PlayStation 4 so this way I can play it. And then I'm going to have to buy it on my computer so I can make it look good.
Yeah, I mean, we got some time before it comes out, though. So, I mean, there's that.
Yeah, but...
Fall next year.
Yeah. It looks good, though, so far. The very short clip they gave us.
Do they have a remastered edition for the first one?
The Xbox One has it. They released it as DLC, or not DLC, as part of the store on Xbox, that you can buy it digitally, and it's a HD upgrade that comes with the zombie DLC.
Okay. But, yeah, I've been looking for an excuse to buy an Xbox.
Yeah, I still don't know if that's it.
That's not it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about picking up like a 360 for like $20 somewhere, because I want to buy I want to play the old arcade games.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I would pay $20 for an Xbox for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but too bad Xboxes aren't going for $20 yet.
Xbox 360.
What are they going for?
Like 20, 30 bucks.
Really? That's it?
Yeah, Xbox, I mean, I can go to the pawn shop and pick one up.
Oh, yeah, at a pawn shop, yeah. On, like, a GameStop or anything like that, you're still looking at $200.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Wow.
Yeah, they're still up there. You can basically...
Yeah, new. This is new. This is in the box.
Oh.
If we go to everybody's favorite big box store
eBay?
For video games, GameStop.
Oh.
And we look up...
Xbox. Why is it that I can buy a 500 gigabyte PlayStation 4 pre-owned from Best Buy for just over $270, but I could buy a 360 new for $200?
I don't know.
You spend an extra $100 more, you can get an Uncharted 4 PlayStation 4 for $300. That's just me.
That's why I need to also pick up. I need
Xbox 360 20 gig refurbished Blast from the Past system family bundle is currently $50.
Wow.
But it's on sale.
Oh.
I have an Xbox 360. It kind of just sits here and does nothing.
Probably Red Ring of Death.
No. It's a Slim. It's
online only, and it comes with Batman, Lego Batman 1, 2, Lego Indiana Jones, and Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, I think I have that exact disc with all those games on it.
Oh, it's actually not a bad deal.
Yeah, but it's not a good console.
No, it really isn't, but, I mean, you can pop a better hard drive in there.
So,
wireless controller without any games is also just $50, but you can get 3 games for free, basically. Refurbished. So.
Yep. Video game voice actors, CJ. They're on strike after negotiations failed.
Dun dun dun.
How does that make you feel?
Makes me feel like the voice actors are doing their duty and playing by the rules of a well-governed union of workers.
Yes. Like, it shouldn't really affect... We shouldn't really see any effects on major games or anything like that.
No.
But because they'll just move on to somebody else.
You'll eventually get you'll get some scabs and stuff, but honestly, this may push a couple of games back. The one game that I'm fearing that this will actually affect is any kind of and it's just because I really want to play this game within the next 2 months is Final Fantasy 15, because they're currently finishing up translations on that.
Yeah, I had a list of the publishers that it affected, I believe.
It's affecting, from the looks of it,
Activision, Blind Light, Corpse of Discovery Films, Disney Character Voices, Electronic Arts.
Oh, that one sucks. Kid Disney Character Voices? That one's actually pretty bad, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, this is actually worse than I thought it was.
Because there's this little game that's in production right now called Kingdom Hearts 3 that uses a bunch of those voice actors.
Yeah. And WB Games, Take-Two.
Those are the Lego games.
Insomniac. There is a lot of stuff on here. Okay, this is starting to get frightening.
Yeah, this is actually getting worse and worse as you're mentioning these. Like,
oh man.
Oh, this could actually be pretty bad, guys.
So what they want is that they want better working conditions.
and more money because they don't get the voice actors don't get a ton of money unless you're like a celebrity voice actor.
I mean, that's why you hear the same voice actor in like 20 different games.
Exactly, because that's how they pay that they have to do like 15 different games to pay their 1 month's rent.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing with like regular voice actors, like cartoon actors.
Yeah.
Cartoon voiceovers. Was it Dan Cummings? The one that does Winnie the Pooh.
Cummings. Last name. I don't remember his first name. It's not Dan.
You sure?
Yeah, hold on. To a series of tubes. Jim Cummings.
Jim, okay.
Yeah, Dan Cummings is a stand-up comedian.
Oh.
That's not what I thought it was going to be.
I actually saw Jim Cummings at Alamo City Comic Con like 2 years ago. And yeah, I mean, that's why he's part of your childhood. I mean, because Winnie the Pooh, believe he was also
Darkwing Duck,
like Animaniacs, all that.
Like this says, the union that's doing this is only 25% of the video games on the market.
Well, but less than the AAA titles.
Yeah, the important video games on the market.
Yeah, right. Yup. Thanks for auto playing.
Let's see.
Good job, GameSpot.
But it seems that like all of like I mean Activision is Blizzard now, but
yeah,
Blizzard most of their stuff is like in house, isn't it?
No. Technically, in order to be able to work in the state of California, if you do more than three voices, you have to be a part of this union.
Oh, okay.
The Screen Actors Guild is a massive thing, and you cannot work in California as a voice actor without being a part of that. Mm. So, you do occasionally find them, but even like Chris Metzen is a part of that. Mm. But there's a fair chance that they could be announcing a new game if the rumors are true at BlizzCon.
Yeah, wait. That's a lot of rumors around that one, Diablo.
Yeah, I don't. We'll do since it's going to be on Extra Life Day. We'll do a live stream of that.
It's on Friday, isn't it? Is opening ceremony?
Yeah, Saturday. There'll still be stuff on Saturday though.
Hmm.
We'll do a show. We'll do this show on Saturday during the game during the time sometime just to get just to break the monotony of just playing games.
Okay.
The union said voice actors should be prepared to strike, and it only affects things that happened after February 17th, 2015. So
finish up the projects you're on now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strike.
All right. Okay. Let's go ahead and do the big news then. Moving on. So, Nintendo, our good pals over at Nintendo have finally done a reveal of their newest games console, rumored to be the NX, is the name that was going around the internet. And revealed it to be the Nintendo Switch.
What?
Yeah. So what is this Nintendo Switch? I'm actually going to pull up the video in my alternate screen here, and I'm gonna have it muted, but we're gonna kind of just talk over it, and we'll give you guys what's going on with it there. First look at the Nintendo Switch. All right, so here we go. Again, we're not going to have any sound on this because it's on a different machine, but we're going to do some talking over what's going on in the Nintendo Switch reveal video. City streets, buildings, more buildings. Oh, I got to turn on my camera. Oops.
Yeah, I was like,
Dude's playing New Legend of Zelda game, which
Breath of the Wild
for some reason.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild looks amazing. He's got some
dog looks wants like, to go for a walkies. He's like, oh no, I gotta take out my dog, but I don't want to stop playing this game. I'm gonna detach this controller and make my system look like a puppy dog itself. It pulls it off and it works. It portable. It goes portable.
Amazing.
So good without a drop in anything. Apparently, it saves the state into the actual controllers and not into the, like it, or yeah, like it's insane. And unlike the Wii U, which I love the second screen Wii U. Oh yeah, we're back to cartridges, by the way, guys. We're no longer on discs.
Well, I mean, you can fit so much more.
Oh yeah, this is exactly what we wanted. Oh, and they out-appled Apple, and they have a headphone jack.
And now he's on the plane playing Skyrim.
Yeah, the Skyrim Enhanced Edition.
On a mobile.
On mobile, yeah, boy.
There's no
controller which randomly has a Nintendo Switch and a Pro controller. By the way, we're getting Pro controllers again, guys. Yeah. So another cool thing is it has on the mobile version you can do split screen co-op, like split screen versus. We're playing the new Mario Kart, which has King Boo as a playable character, which is cool.
Using half of the controller, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. So one person gets one controller and the other person gets the other. And
just looking at that,
pair them up to play up to four people. At least that's all they've shown. It wouldn't surprise me that you can do more.
Just looking at how that controller looks, it reminds me of a Game Boy Micro. You ever have a Game Boy Micro?
Yes. coming to nobody's surprise, by the way, we're getting a new Mario.
It kind of looks like Mario Splash, isn't it?
No, I think we're just. I think they're going back just to like Super Mario or 3D World, which was on, or New Super Mario World, which was on the Wii U.
Okay.
And then again, sharing with her friend. Apparently, there's some kind of weird co-op on the new Mario game, and esports. So. We choose Splatoon for our esports game, and of course it's the Americans versus the Japanese. The Japanese are playing the games and practicing. The Americans are just doodling. And a crowd that is never going to be there for Splatoon. But this kind of reveals the fact that it's not just the mobile console is not just paired up with a single Switch. It could be put into any Switch that does not have a mobile in it.
Yeah, it looks like it's just going to be a video dock.
Plug and play kind of thing.
Yeah.
Coming March 2017. We even got a date, you guys.
That's the insane part. We're going to have it in less than, 6 months?
Yes. All right, I'm going to go back to my creepy Mario picture.
Yeah, they chose to do that, what was it, Tuesday night saying, or no, Wednesday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, Wednesday night. Put up this really weird Mario picture that is so creepy. Super creepy. It reminds me of the Burger King guy.
The Burger King king?
Yeah, it reminds me of the Burger King king. Creeps me out, man. And of course, the internet went crazy on it and put him in like... the Bates Motel thing and oh man, but yeah, we got the Switch. We don't have a ton of information on it, obviously. This was just the reveal trailer, but I mean, hey, we got a date, like at least a month.
Yeah, but my surprise is that it's pre E3.
Yeah, well, they don't do live E3 events there, so
that's true. They've always done the Nintendo Direct.
Yeah. The one thing that I hate the internet for, by the way, I'm going to bring up another picture here on my it's not another creepy Mario, but it's something I can't unsee now. Give me a couple seconds.
Where do you find this creepy Mario at?
Google Mario NX reveal.
That's probably good. Oh man, okay,
I'm
such
gonna
a good
pull this up here. It's another image that the internet made this time that I can't, now that I've seen it, I can't unsee it. Everybody's like, oh no, the controller looks weird. I can't quite put what the controller reminds me of.
Gotta wait.
I feel like CJ's really putting a toll on his computer tonight.
If putting an image on it is putting a toll on it, then something's wrong here.
Are you trying to put it in XSplit or what?
Yes. But because I'm doing this on two different computers. Do-do-do. This is harder than I thought it would be.
CJ.
Yes.
Here, I'll just share my screen.
No, I got this.
Done.
Stubborn CJ is stubborn.
Right yes. There. It looks like a puppy dog.
It looks like a puppy!
Oh, man. That
it's
is...
a puppy dog!
That is something... Do you think they'll come up with a dock for it that you can... That looks like a dog?
I doubt it. Nintendo has these weird-looking controllers. Like, I can't count how many times I saw Aquaman holding up the Nintendo 64 Trident controller.
What is up with Nintendo and their strange controller choices?
Because they have a philosophy where they tend to, according to the rumors, the Switch evades this, but they tend to do one generation of technology back. So they make it up with more innovative things, which sometimes works, sometimes doesn't.
3DS?
So...
Works amazingly.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Wii U actually succeeded for where it was supposed to succeed. It just didn't do the sales that it was supposed to do.
It's all about the sales.
It is. That's the reason why the Wii U had such a short life expectancy. Now we're on to rumors and speculations about this. Again, none of these are proven, but these are from sources that I actually trust and believe in.
Oh, right before we go into rumors?
Yeah?
The hardware it's using is an NVIDIA Tegra.
Yes.
It's brand new, customed everything for the Nintendo Switch.
Yes. All right, you're wondering how it could probably keep up those strong graphics going from, you know, on the screen to, you know, onto the mobile. Apparently, again, if the rumors are true, and these are all speculation but sources that I trust, there is a secondary GPU inside of the dock which allows for up to 4K.
There's no way.
Yeah. I don't think there is a second GPU in there. I think the device itself can push 720, 1080, but the reason it doesn't go 1080 on the mobile part is to save battery.
Now, again, I mean, like I said, this is just rumors and speculation at this point. The second one that I saw was, hold on. Rumored price point is $299 for it.
Maybe.
With the Pro Controller being a separate purchase, kind of like how the Wii U's is. It'll come with the puppy remote because I refuse to call it by its stupid name, which is like Joypad or some.
The Joy-Con.
Joy-Con.
Yeah, that's real weird. What's wrong? It's a me, Brendan.
When Brendan goes quiet, weird crap is going to happen because Brendan doesn't normally shut up.
I don't see an issue. We were talking about the Joypad, and
all right, audio viewers, just go to the video on that one. I I just can't. More importantly, I won't. But the Pro Controller's rumored cost is $60, which is right along with the Wii U Pro Controller.
I wonder if the old Pro Controller will work with it.
Another rumor is that it will have a disk drive in the dock for backwards compatibility of the Wii U. No rumors or anything been stated if it goes back to the Wii or not.
I actually heard rumors that it's not.
I think that would be a bad idea for Nintendo at this point. Since the Wii U had such a short lifespan, I think it would not be a smart idea for them to now abandon backwards compatibility.
Yeah, but somewhere, these are all rumors. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
But I've heard where it's like, it's not replacing the Wii U and the 3DS line.
It's supplementing it?
Maybe.
Which, no, well, I mean, the cartridge size looks like a 3DS game, so it would not surprise me that you can't pop a 3DS game in there and play it.
Yeah, that would be amazing, but then again, there's some 3DS games where you need the touchscreen.
Yeah, I mean, not guaranteed it's going to be every single one of them, but it would be kind of cool to get some kind of... Also, for those who, you know, invested money in more Wii U... pads, it would be kind of cool to be able to pair that up with it and not take it mobile, but at least, you know, have that functionality still there. Because they've stated that this has actually been proven, that they said it's going to have a virtual console that includes Wii U games. So there's a bunch of functionality that goes onto that pad. So maybe a Bluetooth connection to the Wii U pad.
That'd be interesting, but like, I think they've said that no more news until next year.
Yeah. They're going to hold everything else until January, at least.
What do they have left for this year?
Star Fox was released. You have Fire Emblem and Shin Megami Tensei coming out, which is the Weeaboo's wet dream. Hold on. I will check. See Wii U release dates 2016. I mean, there's not so much. Not for the Wii U anyway. Good God.
So do you think you're going to pick this Switch up day one?
Day one. This is
probably, yeah.
Like, yeah,
no doubt about it.
Like, as soon as I saw it, I'm like thinking case IDs. Ideas.
Let's see here. Just Dance, Darksiders War Mastered Edition. Is a new Darksiders coming out?
I think it's the remake of the first one.
Oh. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Blue Rescue Team, Shadowblade Reload, a game called Get Off My Lawn.
That's your game, CJ. What is
Get Off My Lawn?
Super Doom and Damned. I'm looking to see if we have any... Ooh, the reboot of Steel Rivals from back in the SNES days. Pixel Junk Monsters is finally making its way to the Wii U. A bunch of independent education games. More Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. Konami Crazy Racers. Girls Like Robots from Adult Swim Digital.
Oh, you know, that's going to end well.
Mario Super Sluggers, the baseball game, is supposed to be coming out. Stardew Valley is getting put onto the Wii U this year. I think the biggest title coming out this year is going to be the new Harvest Moon game. At least that's what I'm seeing. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it just looks like a tablet with the controller peripherals on either side of it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we don't have a lot of AAA titles. We don't have any AAA titles remaining for the Wii U.
So, this is the future?
Yeah.
More than likely, yeah.
I mean, I'm like I said, I'm a huge Nintendo fanboy. I'm going to go buy another Wii U because Rachel has my Wii U for the kids. but I'm going to go pick one up since the price is going to drop on it quickly, because I still want to play Xenoblade Chronicles.
Why does not sound like a Nintendo game?
By the way, they killed Rocksteady. all right, so let's go ahead and move on into the Blizzard corner here. Not surprising, Blizzard has kind of shut down on news because, you know, BlizzCon's 2 weeks away. So speaking of BlizzCon, Hearthstone is having their big world championship there, and they're doing kind of a choose your champion to represent you. You get some packs for every time that they win. You just kind of pick the person who you want that you think is going to win. And if that person goes all the way, you get a pretty hefty thing, all from the grand tournament. So, you know, that set that is going away in a couple of months when they get to standard year two. You know.
Yeah,
just that.
I was seeing this and like, yeah, it's like, huh. So every time they win, you get a pack.
Yeah.
What?
When does this start?
It's Saturday, I think.
Okay.
I think it's all day Saturday. I don't know. But they have it so you can watch it. You can watch the stream regardless if you have the digital package, I believe. Just this. Yeah, it's on Twitch TV. Twitch.tv. So.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so there's that. I picked Hotsmeowth for those who care. I mean, that one, it's the only player I really knew, and plus repping the USA. So, Brendan, what's the other news that we got coming out for Blizzard?
So, the other Blizzard news is Blizzard launched a new cross-game voice chat service.
Which worked so well the last time.
Yeah, but it's different this time, CJ. You see, they've matured. They've worked their problems out.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I see so many people still using this and not, you know, Discord or Ventrilo.
Like, yes. Nobody's going to use this.
No, no. Just like the Steam. I didn't even know Steam had its own voice chat.
Like, Steam also has its own streaming.
Oh, man. Yeah,
nobody's going to use this.
When I read this and it said the system works much like Steam's voice chat, I was like, Steam has a voice chat? And I went in and found Steam's voice chat. So,
again,
yeah.
The Discord and Ventrilo are a thing. Like, nobody's going to.
Yeah, I mean, but Discord works amazing. It's like Ventrilo and Slack.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we have a Discord server. I just keep forgetting to pimp it out.
Do we? Because I like Discord.
Yeah, I'll have to get it. I think I shut it down I shut it down. I'll have to restart it, and I will get that out into Slack. All right, so then yeah, nobody's gonna use this. We're gonna go and move on into I love that one so much.
Every time.
Board tabletop and card game news. So there's this little webcomic, a little indie webcomic called The Oatmeal. And he put out this little game, this little unsuccessful Kickstarter game. I don't think it funded at all, called Exploding Kittens. 2 years ago now? So yeah, he's brought out another one called Bears versus Babies.
This looks like a good time.
So good. This looks so good.
Does that bear have a chainsaw arm?
That bear does indeed have a chainsaw arm. You build your own monster to defeat an army of horrible babies is the pitch for this. That's pretty much all we need to know.
What is that?
So
laser pet, like it's a like a pterodactyl baby that shoots lasers from its eyes.
Welcome to the oatmeal.
It's already funded.
Oh, dude, it funded in like 30 seconds. Like, he was only asking for $10,000, and it's currently $1,425,000 in, with 24 days to go.
Oh, they're going to have some good card stock.
Oh, so good card stock. He has no stretch goals from what I could see on this. Hold on.
The only stretch goals I see is his wallet stretching.
Right? You get the core deck for $25, which is kid-friendly from ages 7 up. Or get the core deck plus NSFW booster pack, which contains a pack of extra all awful cards, which are not at all kid-friendly, for $35.
And that's what you need.
Which is a bear, but it's obvious that it's like pedo bear. Yeah, there's no like stretch goals. Hey, bet you were expecting stretch goals, achievements, a party with more than 200,000 people like we did the last time, weren't you? Well, good. Those things are coming. Stop being so pushy. Is what it says for his stretch goals.
That's not good.
Oh, no, that's great. No, that means there's going to be some brilliant things going on in this.
Like,
I'm going to reach out to him with some press inquiries. So, yeah.
Sweet.
So, yeah, this is great, you guys. Seriously. And for $35, only $35 for this in the NSFW expansion, which you know I got to get.
There's no way you don't get that.
No, absolutely not. And the cool thing is like, there's two reward systems. That's all. Like, he's went super simplistic on this. You only have, like, the $25 base core or base set and the $35 expanded set. That's it. Like, that's all. And it's expected to be shipped by June 2017. So, yeah.
Pretty soon.
Yeah. Everything about this is how you actually run a Kickstarter, you guys. Seriously. This is how you run a successful Kickstarter. Being the author of The Oatmeal and also, you know, the most funded percentage-wise game, certainly card game, on Kickstarter.
Jesus Christ. I mean, yeah, those cards don't look kid-friendly.
No. Yeah, the bear is great. The bear.
That's not good.
Oh, no, it's great. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's great, but it's great in a way that it's
definitely should. Do that for the Gamer Geeks tabletop show this time around June next year. We'll do two episodes, one that we can share with the world and one that we'll be lucky to air, because I have a feeling that one's going to be worse than Cards Against Humanity, to be honest.
Like, oh, man.
All right, so another set of news that we have for board games, kind of crossing into other news, but it's originally a board game. The hit board game Smash Up is coming to Steam finally, a digital release of AEG Smash Up, which is one of our lost episodes that we're going to get around to relaunching, doing that again. But basically, it's a faction deck building game, or it's deck shuffling kind of game. Smash Up is a card game that takes decks of 20 cards of a faction and combines them with another deck of 20 cards of another faction. Each faction has a special ability associated with, so the combinations when mixing various factions is almost endless. You have things like wizards and time travelers. That is not at all Doctor Who. And you have sharks and tornadoes. It's not at all Sharknado. And you have like vampires and werewolves and princesses and superheroes. Yeah, so it's currently on Steam. It's up as a early access game. So, I mean, How much is it? Let's click here. And it is. Reviews are mixed currently. And oh, it's free to play right now?
Wow.
Oh, the starter pack is $9.99. So you probably get one deck or like a demo mode. And it's $9.99 for the startup game. We might have to do this.
Sounds like a plan.
For Extra Life. Because this is actually legitimately, like, Smash Up is such a fun game, such a great game. I'd love to do this with everybody. And where does it tell the system requirements? System requirements requires Windows Vista, a processor of a 2.0 gig dual core, memory 2 gigs of RAM, a NVIDIA GeForce 9600 GT or AMD Radeon HD 4600, so an older video card.
So a video card.
DirectX requires version 10. It is fully network enabled, and it only takes up 500 megs of space.
Wow.
So this is nice and import, like nice and small. What are some of the reviews on this? Recommended early access game, good for an early access title. Considering this is an unfinished release, the whole point of early access is to try before development has gone gold. I am happy with what is on show, considering also the game is free to play. The devs are allowing anyone to try it out, so they will get no complaints from me. Things to note would be good to have the option menu right at the start screen, ability to change mute audio right at the start screen when you return to a saved game in progress, blah, blah, blah. I want to see a negative review.
You say it's free on Steam, right?
Yeah, it's free to play. I'm guessing, like I said, without knowing what that free to play entails, I'm guessing it's the demo, like you get how to play Smash Up for free. The most favored not recommended is, first of all, I would like to start off by saying that I love the tabletop version of this card game. It's still one of my favorite games, but this version really needs work. The rules are incorrectly implemented in some instances. Also, the way the turn progression is organized makes it very confusing. There's no penalty for leaving a game in the middle as well. I was very disappointed by the fact that there were only three factions available. Okay, so you get three factions available and none of the expansions. Finally, some of the cards just don't work. For example, I played an action with the intent of ignoring a base's ability. The ability was not ignored. Overall, it has potential. I'd be more than willing to give it a try once the issues are fixed. So, yeah, I mean, still, we'll definitely be doing the free-to-play one.
All right, definitely. Add that to the list of of Extra Life.
Extra startup smash up pack or smash up starter pack gives six factions extra. Gives you aliens, pirates, robots, tricksters, wizards, and zombies.
What do you start out with?
It looks like geeks. Play for free. Dinosaurs, ninjas, and geeks.
Not bad.
With unrestricted offline and online game modes. Hmm. So, yeah. I wonder if everybody needs the starter set, though. Or if I just want to be one of those, or two of those things, and somebody playing free. We'll do some science on this before playing it, because I'm definitely willing to spend the $10 for science for it.
I love science.
Science! Brendan has some science coming up here right after we take a quick second break from our sponsors. And we're back! Thank you for holding on there. If you don't want to listen to ads, join us live Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern over at geek-io.net/live. You can come hang out, chat with us, Let us know what you think of things. Oops, I did not put one of my things in here. All right, so I'm going to hit a button. We're going to do some reviews.
It's time for reviews.
Yes! You should have like had some kind of trailing off on that one, because that just ends super abruptly.
I know you like it, though, right?
I like it. It just needs something like... something on the back end, so it just doesn't end super abruptly. All right.
All right.
So,
on the review, CJ?
Yeah.
Let me go first so I can go die off in the corner.
Okay. What you got for us?
All right. Not very much for the video games, like full games this week. Just been playing a lot of Overwatch. Still trying to go for my... to get all the skins, the Halloween skins for Overwatch.
Yes.
And playing a little bit of WoW here and there. Okay, so the first demo I picked up came out Monday, which was World of Final Fantasy. The demo was just a simple, just like get the mechanics down for it.
Which is what a demo should be.
Excuse me. They had characters from the other games. They had Lightning, Cloud. I saw, what was it? Was it Dark Knight or Good? The one in five. You become
Cecil.
I believe
Cecil,
so.
The
yes.
Dark Knight.
Yeah. In chibi form.
Turns into a paladin later.
Yeah. What's interesting about it is that you have two forms you can go into battle. You have your small form, and then you have your medium form. No, large form.
Okay.
Yeah, the chibi form and then the full-size form.
Chibi Lightning is adorable!
Yes, it is. But, like, you collect...
She's so cute!
You collect mirages, which you use to stack. So you can have a stack of three, which is going to be you, the large, and then you can have a medium and then a small on top. If you're the chibi, which is a... believe it's a medium creature or medium classification, you can be on top of a large and then have something on top of you. So you can be a...
Yeah, I'm seeing, what is that? It looks like Zidane from Final Fantasy IX with a chocobo and a rabbit thing on his head.
Yes. So yeah, it's a lot of fun, and this game will own me.
Oh my god, No.
I'm going to play this game. This is going to be... I'm going to stream it either on the Geek Isle or on my personal channel. But I will play this like hell. I stay away from JRPGs, but I don't think I can stay away from this one. And I give it a demo. I give it 4 out of 5. Are you there, CJ?
Did CJ disappear again?
Okay. Well, let me go on with my next review of a demo. I demoed Pokemon the Sun and Moon demo, which they released on Tuesday, which it gives it played through the demo. One thing that bothered me is that there's no manual save. It does auto saving after every time you get an item that you can transfer.
Yeah. I haven't played it.
Yeah. You get the Ash Greninja, which right off the bat, it's like 5-6 levels above all the other Pokemon you face. You get introduced into some of the new mechanics, finding Pokemon with a camera where you can actually, like, you take their picture.
Oh, you can't see it. CJ messaged me. I can't repeat what he said on the podcast, though.
Oh, okay, yeah. so, yeah, I mean, it's the basic formula of Pokemon where you fight. But then, like, the world, it looks amazing. It's just that we gotta wait till the end of November to actually play it. And I think I'm gonna get Sun, and I believe CJ is gonna get Moon.
So we'll see what the differences are by the end of it. So yeah, you can pick up both of those games. World of Final Fantasy, I picked it up on the PS4. Not sure if there's any other systems that it's on. Maybe I should have cross-checked that. It might just be for the PS4.
Isn't it usually?
Yes, most Final Fantasies are only.
Let's see.
Yeah, I'm not getting anything from Xbox.
Yeah, I think it's a PS4. And World of Fantasy is available on PlayStation 4 and PS Vita.
Okay. PS Vita, that's interesting. Alright, those are my reviews, Brendan. What have you been playing? Oh, Pokemon Sun and Moon demo. I mean, it's just a demo. It just shows you what's in the game. I'm also going to give that a 4 out of 5. What have you been playing, Brendan?
I bought this game. It's called Rusty Lake Roots. It's like a hidden object game, right? Like a puzzle. It was $3. It was $2.99 on Steam. And I like the art direction. It's got like this creepy, weird vibe to it where like it's a strange game, and I've been really enjoying it, what I've played so far, and I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 5. It's like, I don't know how to describe it to you fully.
It looks like a Victorian World War One.
Yeah, it's
art style.
Yeah, it's but like you're like building like a tree or something. Yeah, I haven't gotten that far into the game. I only played it for a little bit because it just was released a few days ago. So I've been playing it every now and then, but it's a weird, weird game. Very strange.
But, weird. It's just a point-and-click adventure game, right?
Yeah, you're trying to find hidden objects and figure out how to... You have to do this before you can do that kind of thing, before you can move on to the next
setting. How's the logic in it? Is it, like, very difficult to figure out, like, what the game's trying to get you to do?
Yeah, I've been having some problems with it, but eventually you'll be able to figure it out. But there's some really weird things that you'll be puzzled looking at it for quite a long time trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and then when it finally hits you, you're like, oh, why didn't I try this earlier?
And I'm like, oh, what the... Like, come on, I was looking just at that, and I was like, why'd they make me do that? Why'd they make me open that thing up? Oh, so I could actually figure out this puzzle here. Yeah, it was... I'm having a good time with it.
That's good. What else have you been playing?
Grumpy is grumpy.
I just bought this game. It's called Mini Metro. It's a subway, like, metro system simulator. Okay. Like, you have to build like a subway system, like a train system, and make sure everything works and functions good. I've been playing, I did like a 60 minute review on it. Like, you got like different cities. You got New York City that you can you have to figure out how to make the train system work good, and work good. If it doesn't work good, you'll lose the game.
So they give you like a whole layout of New York, or you just gotta like link it to that dot?
Well, yeah, you're linking it, like, let's see if I can get that. You see, like, you got to link, like, you take one of these, and then you can, like, kind of, like, pull it up to the other dot.
Oh, okay, I see. And
you can get different lines.
Trigger your green screen every so often, too.
And then new stations pop up, and you have to connect your old lines to the new stations. Okay. Like that. And I don't know if it was worth the $5 I spent on it. Jeez. But I've also been having fun with it. It's like one of like those sit down, kind of relax, got nothing else to do kind of game. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5.
Nice.
Very cool.
And I'm back on the campaign trail with Pocket Politics. The ongoing saga until Election Day.
Okay.
I am at the moment, I haven't spent not that much more money.
backpedal.
That's what politicians do, right?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I'm working my way up to the presidency with this game. Right now, I am the Secretary of Energy.
Come on, you were that the other day.
I retired and I got back up here.
So you're in Washington at least, right?
Yeah, I'm getting close. I am level 35 and a half. Like, once you get higher up in the levels, they start doing, like, this half-level crap that's making me upset. So...
how many steps are you away from president?
I don't know. I've tried to Google what the presidency is at on this Pocket Politics game, and I can't find it. I don't even know if the president's in this game. It's really frustrating me.
Yeah.
I might just be playing this game for nothing.
That would be so funny.
I will never be the president.
That would be so funny. So funny.
But look, now I have gray hair and it's getting serious. Also triggering my green screen.
For some reason.
Yeah, but that's what I've been playing. CJ, now that you're back.
Yeah, now I'm back. All right. Well, first of all, so I said that I was going to get involved. I'm going to start bad and just go up from there. I said I was going to try playing around with the Windows 10 Xbox Store, and I did. And there, Killer Instinct was on there. I'm like, ooh, Killer Instinct. That's right. That was an Xbox One game that actually made me want to get the Xbox One. Free. Yeah. It's bad, you guys. It's real bad. You get Jago and the robot Cinder, and that's it. Like, you have to buy everybody else, and they are absurdly expensive.
The game doesn't even look good.
One character is $15, another character is $20. Like, it's good, and of course you can buy the entire game for $60, but then you still don't get. There's still DLC. So yeah, seriously, F this game. I immediately am giving it a one. I'm giving it a one because, again, I can't give things zero. You get what you pay for, certainly. For review for a game, when I played it at PAX East, called Super Dungeon Tactic. And I did a review for it when I did my PAX East review for Con Geeks. But the alpha finally got released. And I got that. And yeah, it is basically... so it's Final Fantasy Tactics with a side of dice board games. And it's freaking fantastic, you guys. It does need a little bit of love because, I mean, it's still an alpha. And the game's not coming out until next year. Love, but the guys who are making it over at Underbite Games, they're on their game. Like, these guys know what they're talking about. They're game vets, game design vets. They got this. Just right now, it's super demo-y. I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 5, strictly because, again, just once it gets its love, it'll definitely be probably a 5 out of 5. I can't see it not being. Um, out is Raul probably talked about it while my computer was rebooting because it's dumb. Pokemon Sun and Moon special demo got released, yay! And just as we discussed last week off air, it's basically just getting you familiar with the what's new in Sun and Moon. So your Generation 7 new stuff. So you have your Z-Ring, you get your Trials, you get, you know, some new Pokemon, and of course you get Greninja, because in the anime they decided to make Greninja like some kind of super Pokemon. They give him a weird Mega-ish. but you get that Ash Greninja. So it's all good. It's a lot of fun. The art style I'm really, 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 really liking. It's really, I love the new art style on it. It's so good. The new menu system is really, I can't wait for this game to come out. I'm giving it a 5 out of 5. The only thing that would be a small clip on it is, like, it's doing these weird time released things that it's kind of annoying, but nothing too major. Like, hey, come back in 5 days, come back in 18 days, 21 days. I'm going to try it and see what happens. I don't know. But, yeah. Last thing, Brendan and I, on the show last night, on the Gamer Geeks tabletop show, we did Betrayal at House on the Hill's new expansion, Widow's Walk.
Oh, yeah.
Brendan, what did you think of your first time playing this?
Yeah, it was, that game is ridiculous. There's so much going on in that game. Like, you could play that game 100 times and it would be a different game every time.
Absolutely.
Like,
expansion, there are 100 different scenarios that you can get involved in. Before there were 50, now there's 100. Basically, it's a your movie. You're in a B horror movie, and you're trying to escape a haunted house. That's the gist of it.
But like,
and eventually somebody turns into a traitor. But yeah, during this time, it's just so much going on. Like Bren said, you're building a house, one by exploring tiles, you're gathering items, you're doing events. Like, there's ridiculous amounts of stuff going on in that.
But I feel even before they added the extra 50 events, like, it's not just 50 events. They also added new roof tiles. You can go to the roof of the house now.
Two entirely new sections of the house.
Like, that's ridiculous. Like, like, I couldn't imagine playing the game. Like, the game would have been overwhelming before that. But now that you have, like...
It kind of was, to be honest.
Like... It's a ridiculous game. Like, there's just so much going on. You got backstories. You got, like, little hints here and there about, like, how your character is already crazy and he could be the one that's the traitor or not. Like, what a weird, weird, strange, enjoyable game.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Weird, strange, enjoyable. That's actually the best way that I could think of putting it. It just, it's insane. It really is. But I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5. Like, I don't think I enjoy any other board game as much as I enjoy Betrayal. At least not standard board games. Like, I like my Sentinels of the Multiverse and things like that. But I don't think I enjoy much as on a board game, strict board game level as this.
Like, it reminded me of, like, a weird version of, like, what's that? Clue. Like, a weird version of Clue, but instead of you're trying to find out what, like, the mystery was, or, like...
You are the mystery.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
Like, an episode of Twilight Zone was going on, and you're...
Oh, yeah.
Like, every time you play the game.
Oh, absolutely. And it's amazing. but yeah, so yeah, Rem, what are you giving this?
I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5 as well.
Oh, man. It's so good that we're already planning on doing our next episode of the Tabletop Show is this. So 2 weeks in a row of the same game because it's so good and it won't be the same game. Like,
no way
the game will be in any way the same. And it's brilliant because of it.
It's just building the house, because when you're building the house and before you get an omen card, like the house could be so small, or you could get like some ridiculous sized house.
Oh, like, wait, I've played this. I played this last Friday.
Most tabletop people have. If you've played a tabletop game, there's a fair chance you've played Betrayal. It's been around for a while. Just the expansion came out last week.
Yeah. We got the house. It wasn't a too big of a house, but the Betrayal came out and like they turned invisible.
Yes.
And
there's somewhere you're like you're playing a witch, and in this one, I'm not going to spoil what it is because you can listen to the tabletop show for it. But it got real sing-songy real fast.
Oh man,
so much sing-songiness.
And we were actually able to kill the betrayer.
No, we lost. We lost
miserably.
We lost so badly. Yeah. So all right. That's really it. I haven't played too much either, other than those. I've been just playing around. I've been playing quite a bit of my retro review, which is right here. Just drop off. But yeah, it's time for retro review. So I was kind of frantic because my Retron's on back order. So I'm like, oh god. I have a crap ton of retro games on my Steam. So I loaded up Mega Man Legacy Collection. And I'm just going to go through these one by one. I'm just going to review this time around. Just going to review Mega Man 1. Platform for the NES came out in 1987.
The year of my birth.
I was three. So age is just a number. But picked up one because I'm just like, you know what? I'm just gonna go through these one by one for my retro game, for my retro reviews. And so spoiler alert, my next retro review, unless something happens between now and then. But Mega Man 1, it's rough, you guys. It is obvious that there were a lot of quality of life improvements in the next games that were sorely lacking in this one. Like, I don't know, sliding and, you know, not pixel glitching through floors. And this is a genuine port. Like, they didn't do any kind of or anything for this. So this is just straight up the NES version. And it's so rough. it's slow, it's methodical, it's NES hard, like you would expect it to, but it's hard for the sake of hard. It could be that I'm just bad at games, but I doubt it. I didn't stream any of it because there were more swears in that game than I did when I was playing Five Nights at Freddy's. Here goes Roll. Here goes Roll. Watch
him. I know I was watching him.
So we'll wrap this up before Roll falls asleep on us. I honestly can't recommend Mega Man 1. Unless you're just trying to play through all of them. There's no storyline whatsoever. Like, you just go in and you're beating the bosses. There's only 6 robot bosses in this version. It gets to 8 in Mega Man 2. It's just, it's not that good, you guys. I can't recommend it. But, you know, if you're going to go through all of them, I mean, I guess you could. It's there. It's definitely there.
I think with that one, I've only gotten up to the Yellow Devil.
Yeah, it's rough. Like, yeah, getting up to even the end mini bosses there, that's insane. Like, I was barely able to get through the 6 Robot Masters. So I'm interested in seeing how well I will do with and 2 when I get around to playing that. But I'm pretty much done with Mega Man 1. I can't continue playing it. It's too much.
Yeah, they should release the collection with the X titles.
Yes! Oh my god, yes! Like, that's the only thing that, like, one of my co-workers talking about this. Just like, because they have the X collection for, like, PlayStation 2, I'm wanting to say?
3.
And Xbox 360? Might be 3. But you just re-release that. Give us a digital collection of that. Just put it on... You don't even need to upscale it. Just give me it. Give me the 16-bit goodness, and I will play the X collection like there's no tomorrow. But let's go ahead and wrap this up before Rob falls asleep, fully honest. You can reach us at geekioshow@gmail.com, put GamerGeeks in the subject line, and that will get us on this show. If you want to get us on the social media, Twitter and Facebook are both /geekioshow. Give us a call on a geek hotline. Leave us an old school voicemail at 727-489-4335. That is 727-489-GEEK. If you want to support this show and the entire Geek.io network, it is patreon.com/geek.io. And again, just as a reminder, on November 5th, 25 hours of gaming for the kids. geek-io.net/extra-life for more information. Make sure you check out our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/geek.io/show for all of our shows, including this one, the Gamer Geeks Tabletop Show, every show on the network. Goes there, so you can just subscribe to our YouTube channel and just get all of the goodness there. And has the raw feeds on there, so you don't get your ads, you don't get anything pre-show, post-show sometimes, all that and more over at youtube.com/geekioshow. Of course, our Twitch channels, twitch.tv/geekioshow. We're going to be ramping up a gaming schedule here, guys. Starting this week, I'm going to be doing Mondays starting at 9 to 11. I would do the normal through the week, what everybody else is doing, but I have stuff on Mondays around that time, so I can't.
Yeah, through the week, I'm thinking...
No, wait, no. Crud, I can't do the Mondays, so I'll get something.
Okay. I believe I'll get Tuesdays and Thursdays, and Brendan has Wednesdays and Fridays?
I believe that's what we were doing.
Okay.
I'll maybe do Wednesdays or something, because... Or just kind of sporadic whenever I can, but I'd love to have... I mean, Mondays we're doing a live show anyway, so it's not really a big deal. We have S4 on Mondays, so it's not a big deal that we don't get any. But yeah, I'm going to need somebody to take over that slot. We'll talk off air.
Yeah, well, we're talking about weekends too, so yeah.
Yeah. Twitch.tv/geekioshow. Our main show is Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, geek-io.net/live. S4 is on Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern. 9 p.m. Eastern or 9:30 p.m. Eastern for Manipul episodes, because those need some extra time and some extra love. Anything else before we head on out of here, you guys?
Nothing. Just keep playing those games.
Absolutely, you guys.
Yep. And keep it up. Keep on doing what you're doing. And just know, age is only a number.
Yes, indeed.
Has been a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network, where you put your geek in and geek out. For more geeky goodness, head over to geek-io.net. Copyright 2016. Oh, yeah.
You're old, CJ.
I know. Shut your